أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. These are the last two ayahs of the Surah Suri Wal-Fajr. Just before this, a little bit before, Allah explained the condition of the non-believers and how sad and terrible it will be on the day of Qiyamah, and much more worse, of course, after that, eternally in Jahannam. May Allah protect us all, our progeny, every one of ours. And then Allah explained the beautiful condition of those who believed in Allah and who made great effort on themselves to become completely subservient and obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that they don't even follow their own nafs and their desires, but they only follow that and do that which pleases Allah Ta'ala, which is called nafse mutma'inna, for which a great effort is required that a person brings himself to that. Then we read that Allah gives us glad tidings to that person and tells him that return now to your Allah, and that person finds so much of great joy and enjoyment in that, and that he is pleased with Allah, Allah is pleased with him, and there can be nothing greater for a person than this if he achieves this. Then further it is said to him, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي فِرْ شَامِلْ هُو مَرِ بَنْدُو مَي, that before you enter your Jannah, first go and enter and sit by my very special servants. That is, those who are the very close and pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, and ya is an indication that for that nafs ammara bisur, the nafs which commands us to do evil all the time ourselves, in order to make it lawwama, that though we now train the nafs, but it is still doing evil, but now we are taunting ourselves, that how can you be so bad, how can you be so evil, you do all this. And then still a person makes effort and he becomes now nafse mutma'inna, and now by and large he is safe from wrong and evil. Easily he can control himself. And this can be done only by the people who are called the mashayikh, the people who will train and guide us, our teachers in this field. So those are the ibadi, the close servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said that you achieved this great honor of becoming nafse mutma'inna. This you became because you went through that spiritual training of yours, and you made yourself capable of it. So first go by them. Before you even enter my Jannah, go and show your respects, go and thank them, be with them first, and then you will enter my Jannah. And also that Allah refers to ibadi, my servants. So what a great honor is not that, that Allah calls a person my close servants. So those who are making effort on others, that their nafs becomes nafse mutma'inna. They are very close to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah out of His great mercy, infinite kindness, include us in that, though we are not worthy of it in the least, but may Allah include us all in there. And then after that, wadkhuli jannati, now enter into my jannat. Here also it refers to a very special Jannah, and this is Jannatul Firdaus, the highest, and what great enjoyments we cannot imagine. When the lowest of Jannah has got such great enjoyments and pleasure, then the highest, what won't it be? And it will be forever and ever. These are great, great bounties which Allah bestows upon His servants. On one occasion, in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody read this ayat a bit loudly above his breath. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will be said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So where is the position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu? This is the high position. And those who speak evil about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what a terrible condition is not theirs. And those who realize what his great position is, and also at the same time, where are we and where is Sayyidina Abu Bakr? There is no really, we just cannot compare ourselves. But ulama have written, those who go through the three stages of correcting their nafs, Allah in His kindness will join them with those people. Though they stand nowhere whatsoever, but Allah, because in His kindness, will join to them those who make this effort of becoming nafse mutma'inna. Similarly, when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the nephew of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is known as Raisul Mufassirin, the greatest of the Mufassirin, when he passed away and his janazah was ready, everyone saw a very, very strange bird came and entered into his coffin. And nobody saw that bird leaving. After he was buried, all heard it, the sound from the grave, the same ayat, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya. And also Hafiz ibn Munzir, rahmatullah alayhi, narrated a great instance of four Muslim people, greatly pious people, who were captured by the Romans, who were Christians, and the priest then commanded them to accept Christianity, otherwise they will be killed. Three of them, they did what is permitted, that though they did not accept Christianity, but they said the words that they are Christians. And in their heart they remain Muslims, which is permissible for a person when he is in such a condition that his life will go. He is permitted to say words of kufr with his tongue, but iman must be in his heart. But this is also not the better thing to do, not the higher thing to do. Because many such people, like at the partition of India and Pakistan, those who went into the houses of the Hindus and the Sikhs, then eventually they also became Hindus and Sikhs. And their offspring, their children who grew up in that environment, they were also Sikhs and Hindus. So they all became fuel for the fire of Jahannam. And if a person gives his life, he will go to Jannah. Instead of him and his progeny going to Jahannam, though it is permissible, a person can say words of kufr when he is forced to and his life is in danger. He can say, but the better and the higher thing is not to say it. So three of those four people, they said the words of kufr and they stayed there. And one of them, he did not. So they killed him, severed his head from his body and threw it into a river. Then that head came up a few times and it was addressing these other three by the names and said to them, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Seeing this, the king of the Christians then became very frightened and a huge amount of Christians accepted Islam. So this is that when a person remains firm and this great glad tidings that Allah gives, though we are absolutely nowhere for it, we can't even dream of it, but we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And in that mercy of Allah, we beg Him that He must include us in those people. Only in His mercy and His kindness that we stand no chance, but in His mercy and kindness we beg of Him that He includes us all in that, our families, everyone, all the Muslims, and that these beautiful words are said to us at the time when we are leaving this world, and on the day of Qiyamah it is said to us, and we have that great success from Allah Ta'ala only in His mercy and His kindness. And that brings us to the end of Surah Fajr, and we praise and thank Allah Ta'ala for this tawfiq, and may Allah accept and make us make our lives accordingly.